Amen.
It's just so much more fun to say that. Even though we don't have white on the altar tonight, we have red. It has nothing to do with Husker football or anything like that. Tonight we are observing the Feast of St. Mark. We like to transfer some of the minor festivals in the church year to our Wednesday night worship services, and the ones on the apostles and evangelists are always the most fun. So we pray that God would bless us, and especially the beautiful feet that are bringing us the good news tonight. You'll hear more about that in our Old Testament reading. Speaking of beautiful feet, our former vicar, Marcus Williams, graciously received his initial call, and he was jubilant to receive the northernmost call of all of the candidates that were placed last night. And not only northernmost, but northernmost in Montana, where he is from. He'll be, I think, 30 or 40 minutes from the Canadian border. And it's a dual parish. I don't remember both towns, but one of the towns is Chinook, Montana. So it's way up north, and they're very, very thankful and looking forward to that. Also, we found out that we have been graciously assigned a new vicar. He'll be here sometime in July. And what I can tell you is his name is, are you ready for this? Lawson Short. We don't even need any material for the vicar roast. We have it all right there. But Lawson, I've talked to him several times on the phone. I know Pastor Morundi has too. He is from Pratt, Kansas. I think he's 25. Unfortunately, he's a Kansas State grad, but we'll get that out of him while he's here. And you can pass the word to all the ladies in the congregation. He is single and has no steady girlfriend. So that will prove for an interesting year. We are thankful to the Lord of the church for all the candidates that were placed last night at Fort Wayne and are being placed tonight at the St. Louis Seminary, the vicars who were placed on Monday evening through Fort Wayne and this afternoon at the St. Louis Seminary. And we pray God's blessings upon them, especially that they would stay faithful. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, 490, Great Easter Hymn, Jesus Lives, The Victory's Won. Following that, we'll follow the service of prayer and preaching, which has a great Easter theme to it. I have a special insert for tonight. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure that we are on the right page at the right time. And we are vicarless tonight. Vicar's on vacation. He and his brother started the drive back from Seattle this morning. And we pray for safety for them as well. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you shower down upon us and shower down upon your church. We thank you for the gift of faithful pastors and teachers who proclaim your word in its truth and purity. We ask your blessings upon our new vicar, our former vicar, and our current vicar. Heavenly Father, bless them with beautiful feet and faithfulness to your word. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. Hymn 490.
Jesus lives, the victory won.
of prayer and preaching, page 260. Page 260. Please stand as you're able. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
In your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is true.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
Glory to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Mark is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice, together they sing for joy. For eye to eye, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for the day. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My heart overflows
with a pleasing theme. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. The epistle is from 2 Timothy chapter 4. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he has strongly opposed our message. At my first offense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Afterward, He appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table. And He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw Him after He had risen. And He said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, the Lord Jesus, after He had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them, and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, Your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of Your house and the place where Your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of Your house and the place where Your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of Your house and the place where Your glory dwells.
Please stand. We speak together the Ten Commandments, God's holy law. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Honor your father and your mother.
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal.
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
We speak together the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this evening as we commemorate Saint Matthew the Evangelist. It's the Old Testament lesson we read a few moments ago from the 52nd chapter of the prophet Isaiah, dear friends in Christ. The feet are dirty, dusty, smelly. They're caked with mud, covered with calluses, afflicted with blisters. Every mile is reflected in those hardened soles. Every step is revealed in the filth that dwells between the toes. These feet are a horror to look at, and their stench causes many to recoil. It turns many away. But not those who have been waiting for just such feet. To them, those feet are the most beautiful sight of all. The mud and the dust is a delight to the eyes. Their stench is a pleasing aroma. For these feet carry a voice. These feet are treasured, despite their dirt and grime, because it is their task to take a voice to those who are appointed to hear it, to those who desperately need to hear it. This voice carries words that it has been sent to speak. Words that are not its own, but that have been given to it. These feet are treasured. They are beautiful, because they carry a voice which publishes peace, bringing good news of happiness, publishing salvation. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news. This voice carried upon beautiful feet speaks to ruins, to a desolate waste. This voice speaks to eyes that can only see desolation, destruction, a city that has become a desert. Eyes look around them and they see tottering buildings, steeples falling, pews emptying, budgets getting tighter, youth groups dwindling. Eyes see a culture that has become a wasteland, that swallows up the unprepared and kills them slowly, with its promises of freedom that is actually bondage. Eyes see a church that is increasingly marginalized, that is driven out of the public square and into the wasteland, the wilderness. And then eyes look closer to home. and see the wasteland that is their own life. Their relationships are a barren land, torn by anger and enmity, shattered by divorce and broken relationships. Their body is a ruined city, as their health fails, as they live in the bondage of disease or addiction. Eyes can see no hope of salvation. The ruins cannot resurrect. They cannot rebuild themselves. The wasteland, the desert, cannot make itself a fertile field. Any solution that the ruins propose is doomed to failure. Government cannot legislate away the desert. Medicine cannot overcome the wasteland. The church finds every one of its own solutions futile against the wilderness. And it is to those ruins, those very ruins, the ruins of a shattered society and a shattered church, the ruins of shattered lives, that God sends a voice. A voice to speak His Word. The voice of your watchmen. They lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. The voice is the voice of the watchmen, who declares the return of the Lord to His people, who calls on them to make themselves ready for His coming. The voice calls for paths to be made straight, for mountains to be laid low, for rough places to be made plain. In short, the voice calls for repentance. The voice calls out sins by name, specifically warning its hearers from the paths of the desert, from the bondage of the wasteland. For the voice has a solemn charge from God, heard in another prophet. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. Woe to the voice that does not speak. The wicked will die in his sin. But the voice that does not speak will be held accountable. He is compelled by God Himself to speak. But the voice is not only commanded to speak a word of warning. As a watchman on the ruined walls, it is his joy to announce the coming banners of the King. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. You see, the voice cannot bring salvation any more than the desert can make itself fruitful, any more than the ruins can rebuild themselves. But it is His great joy to announce it. The King has returned. He has come in the flesh. And He has returned to resurrect, to rebuild the shattered walls, to renew the desert, to make the wasteland a fertile field. The voice announced that the King, Jesus Christ, came into the wilderness to overcome it. That He came in the flesh, giving Himself up into death, even death upon the cross, to destroy the power that the desert had over you. He bore your sins, every single one of them, to the cross. They were placed on the back of the King, and then that back was exposed to the scourge. Jesus Christ came to His people. He came to you. In your distress, in the wasteland that fills your own life. And He conquered it with His death and His victorious resurrection. You see, He comforts you in your distress, for He has redeemed you. He has paid the price for you with His own blood. The wilderness could not overcome Him. To the King belongs the victory. Your God reigns. God reigns despite all that eyes see. God reigns, and the victory of Christ is given to all who are baptized into His name. That is the message that the voice has been sent to speak into your life. In every situation, every time you walk through the wilderness, your God reigns. Look to the cross, not to the wasteland, to see the truth. Sin, death, and hell, the wilderness, the wasteland, the desert, have been overcome, triumphed over by the King who returned, Jesus Christ who raised from the dead. That is what the voice declares. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The voice tells you, you who dwell in the wilderness of sin, that those sins are forgiven. The voice doesn't bring salvation. All the voice can do is announce it, suffer for it, and die because of it. He cannot heal disease, fix every problem, or save the church. He is only a voice. But a voice speaking of the victory that overcomes sin and death. And then the voice calls on the ruins to rejoice in the salvation brought by Jesus, to celebrate the resurrection in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The voice calls on the ruins to rejoice. Even now, in the midst of the wasteland, even now in the midst of the desert, even now in the valley of the shadow of death, the voice calls on you to rejoice. Because salvation has come. Victory has been won. The day of vindication is near. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. God reigns. Despite the desolation that fills this world, despite the desolation that fills your life, the fact of the cross and the empty tomb stand against the wilderness. They testify that the wasteland will one day become fertile again, giving you hope as you walk in the desert. And so the ruins rejoice. They sing praises to the King, to Jesus Christ, their crucified and risen Lord, because they know that a day is coming when eyes will see what voices speak and ears hear, when the victory proclaimed by the voice is seen clearly by the entire world. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The feet are dirty, dusty, smelly. They're caked with mud, covered in calluses, afflicted with blisters. Every mile is revealed in those hardened souls, but there is much more to the grime than the miles. For those feet are the feet of a sinner. They carry not only the dust of the miles, but the corruption of the fall. And they are in as much need of the absolving word of Christ as you are. The feet of a sinner cause many to recoil. They drive some people away. They cannot imagine that God would use such despicable means to send forth His word. But not those who have been waiting for just such a voice. Their feet, these dirty, grimy feet, are treasured, despite their dirt and grime, for it is their task to take a voice to those whom God has appointed to hear it, to those who need to hear it. God has brought the voice to you, for the voice is His instrument, to stand as a watchman on the ruins, warning from sin and proclaiming the King who is coming, the King who has overcome your sin. The voice carries words that it has been given to speak, words that are not His own, but have been given to Him by Jesus Christ. And so these feet are treasured. They are beautiful because they carry a voice that publishes peace, that brings good news of happiness, that publishes salvation. Rejoice in the feet, dear friends. The feet of St. Mark, the feet of his fellow evangelists, the feet of the 11, the 12, sent out into the world, the feet of thousands upon thousands of others throughout history, and even today, who stand with St. Mark in the office of the Holy Ministry. But do not rejoice only in the feet. Rejoice in the message that they bring. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We continue with our hymn of the day, number 831. 831.
Lord and Savior, who truly has beautiful feet, nail-scarred for our salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of Jesus and His beautiful feet for you would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. They begin on page 265. Please stand as you're able. In addition to the prayers that are listed in the news and notes and in our bulletin for this evening, we pray for Al Fox, the father of Nancy Stepp, who is hospitalized in California, and also for the grandmother of Joel Caldall, Joyce Caldall, who is hospitalized in very serious condition. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, especially asking your blessing upon the new vicars and recently placed seminarians, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, especially Vicar Scammon, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, especially Ken Knaus, Brian Campbell, Al Fox, Joyce Caldall, and all those that we remember in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, especially the family of Dwayne Kratke, the brother-in-law of Deborah Baker, that their comfort would be in the crucified and resurrected Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, You have enriched Your church with the proclamation of the gospel through the evangelist Mark. Grant that we may firmly believe these glad tidings and daily walk according to Your word. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, You have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of Your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray together.
I thank You, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, Your dear Son, that You have graciously kept me in this day. And I pray that You would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into Your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let Your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. We say merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Please be seated. Our closing hymn, number 829, Christ the Eternal Lord.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. Beautiful feet, proclaimed by beautiful feet throughout the world. Thanks be to God. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We've got Easter season devotionals there as well. Please help yourself to those. Vicar is gone, but we will have Bible study tonight. That'll be in the fellowship hall. Choir is meeting up in the balcony. So I got a couple of shakes on that. We'll continue Lifelight with the substitute teacher tomorrow afternoon at 1:00 as well, as we wind down our study of the Gospel of Mark and just getting into Holy Week and the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus with that particular study. Next Wednesday is the last of our official midweek classes for our school year, calendar year, whatever you want to call it. And so it's been a great year. We confirmed 10 confirmads on Easter Saturday during the Easter Vigil. The essays by the 7th graders are posted in the fellowship hall. Please check those out and keep the confirmads for next year in your thoughts and prayers as well. We have called for a special voters assembly this coming Sunday. It'll happen right after the 8:00 service. It'll be 9:10 or so, right after the 8:00 service. We had issued a call for a new teacher, principal, headmaster. He turned us down, and the school board has another name for us to consider to extend a divine call to. We don't anticipate a long meeting, and invite and encourage everybody to attend and participate as you're able. Pastor, anything else? Yeah, substitute teacher. Yeah. Have a great day and week and Easter season in the beautiful feet of Jesus.